Blog Talk Radio.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her come. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Why not my body, baby, why that? She tell me, say, my love, make her why that? She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. Make a feel right now. Yeah, girl, your body calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make it suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight, where the energy feels right, right, right. Where my touch make it feel right, right, right. Since tonight we come alive, life, life. Make me drink up while we reminisce. Hola. Say a prayer for our enemies. Oh, yeah. Say my love, now your remedy. Oh, yeah. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me. Like no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. After the biggie, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night. She dey riding like a bike, riding a thousand miles. Steady while she riding, and she gentle when she ride. These guy wine be make my womb cry. This one you show me when they pass my eye. When they matter bus, baby, can I go down? I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah, yeah. She say we see be the man, yeah, yeah. She say we see get the stamina. I'm warmina, I'm getting warmina. Make a drink up while we reminisce. Hola. Say a prayer for our enemies. Oh, yeah. Say my love, now your remedy. Oh, yeah. Baby girl, you mean a lot to me.
Got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress.
She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Show me one thing that got you tripping. Show me one thing they make you want some more. South London girl make me tripping. South London girl, they make my set the bar. Got my to my Asian girl. I said they big up my Jamaican girl. I said they big up my African girl. I got a lady for my yard, we know they make me red.
Got a pretty, pretty lady, we know like no stress.
She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love.
Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress.
She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Positive vibes we keep creating, yeah.
Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it's turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining in light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining in light, ooh yeah.
Skeletons in your closet, but your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list, got a pad on your lot. Calabasas ain't the move, that's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot, you forgot what you got.
Hold up, no sense. I recommend I'm on with a goose. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live with the truth is. Psychedelic views and affinity pools, you're checking out. Once I sweat, you edge yourself. Head down like vanity, I got the fuck ups, I got the damage fees, I got the gold dust, I got the anesthesia when you chose us, this ain't a fantasy, we about to go up, see at the end of me, never got no love, but understanding me, maybe can mold us, and
baby, I'm just trying to let my head down.
Take all my coin, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me?
Do you really? Do you really?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Breathe Easy. You are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press 1 to be heard. Tonight is open mic, and I am standing in for Murder. And I'm very interested in those wonderful pieces that I just know you're going to bring to me tonight, because you wouldn't call in if you didn't have something. But I'm going to kick this off with a piece of mine. This is an older piece, and it's untitled. She thought her heart was out of reach, beyond repair. She saw him until she saw him fitting pieces together like he was the architect of its blueprint. He became her peace in a world of thundering chaos, showing her that her scars were her own unique beauty marks. She loved simplicity, so he helped her to understand that she deserved all the good things in life because she is enough. So she told him, "I fell in love with the gentle nature of your spirit, your willingness, your openness to want to help, how you face a challenge head on and fight. Where I'd be speechless and not able to find the words, you'd always know what to say, just how to express it and when. And your beautiful mind, your intellect, it's so soothing to what I don't know. I fell in love because with you, I'm never lost." Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up this first mic and see who we have. Oh, this is my diva. Hey, diva.
Hey,
how are you doing tonight?
I am wonderful. Oh, my goodness. That was an amazing piece. I loved it. Oh,
thank
my
you.
Goodness.
Welcome to Breathe Easy. Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, you and I are the queen of untitled pieces, okay?
But guess what? You know, my piece is titled tonight. Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. I think I'm going to have a title for all of my pieces once I get my book together. They'll all have a title, too.
Okay.
But, well, since you brought, I'm your first one on the mic. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Quicksand. When we met, it was like quicksand. You oozed sex from your pores, and I sank. I had no rope, no hope to get out from under. Your kiss made my body sink. So far down, I couldn't think. Quicksand. You take my hand, make me understand that you're falling too. Resistance is futile. That you discovered unwittingly, yet welcomed it wholeheartedly. Quicksand. You inserted yourself in my psyche. To my surprise, I sank into your energy. I saw red. I saw blue. I saw every color. I saw you. It was amazing. I didn't think I would ever cross this path once more. Yet love has crossed lines leading to my door. Quicksand, love land, Swazili land, the rhythm of us. Do you hear the beat of our hearts? Now they're in sync. I know I'm in love. I no longer think. Quicksand. And that's that piece.
Oh, girl. You know what my favorite part is right in that piece? I saw red, I saw blue, I saw you. I love simplicity.
Yes.
That was beautiful. Oh, man, I love that beat. And I could listen to that over and over again, just the way you beat it. Now, before I let you escape, okay, and float off, talk about what's going on over there in the love zone.
Ooh-wee. Well, Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, me, Miss VIP, and your girl for the night, La Perla Negra, will be in the love zone. And I think we are going to be discussing what's your kink. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all come on in and have some fun and bring those fire pieces.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Thank you so much for that, Diva. All right, I'm going to let you go float on, honey, because I don't know what murder calls her waiting room or her lounge or her, you know. Place where you can go find you some breathing space, you know, and breathe easy, baby.
Want to go to the mm-hmm. I will be in the saucy chair reading book.
Okay, all right now.
Yeah.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was my diva, Miss VIP, with that beautiful peach quicksand. We're going to open up this next mic to Rebel Williams. Welcome to Breathe Easy. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. It's Rebel Jones.
Rebel Jones, doing? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I had to change that. I don't know where I got Williams from. Maybe Williams is on my mind or something. But how you doing, nonetheless?
Oh, I didn't even know you called me out. I didn't even know you said my name.
I sure did, yeah. How are you tonight?
That's all right. I'm fantastic. I haven't spent in a while, so I was anxious to call.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just breathe easy and spit that peace. Whenever you're ready.
No doubt.
The mic is yours.
Ready to bend your mind. Ready to bend your mind. This here is called Hard Truth with some free thought. Now see, every time I find a way to articulate exactly what I've tried for so very long to say, it feels liberating, like I shattered through layers of amnesia for reasons unknown, like I've lived this life before. Like when I learn something new, it feels like more like a memory of things I already knew long ago, so life's song seems to continue to flow through the rivers of experience that we humans try so very hard to control. We need to learn to let go, stop rushing life's natural current, you know, it's natural flow. I battle sleep nightly, so I guess I'm at war with the sheets and the pillows and the dreams that haunt my mind when these eyes close. And every time that they do, I die a little more than the day before. For I see what's to come from above because I've learned to observe what's below. So the tragedies that follow, the tragedies of the current are about the future told, yesterday of tomorrow. Of a mother, you know, this world that is suffering and sorrow, the fall of her children as we head ourselves to the hell's gallows into an extinction-level destruction, all for the illusion of value. Our vanity and greed grows, our lack of compassion to those in a consuming struggle to stay above ground, stuck in a level of addiction one way or another that shows the lack of consideration most of us have for others. It's a common disease amongst us in line to choke on votes, where we are told that we're better line our pockets if we pick left or right, or go for broke, or like church when it demands the 10 to 25% of what we got in the name of God, and that new Cadillac the pastor wants with the flashy suits he flaunts. These here are the thoughts sprinting in the fractured pictures that I see in boxes with words that float through my head when I'm not engaged or absorbed with the outside world. It's a matrix of sorts, a quaint deep-seated illusion put forth for us to walk and live with hopes that we learn just enough on, because thinking outside the box keeps folks at a distance, scared of the ideas of a man whom agrees and disagrees with a little bit of all beliefs, so I'm treated as a leper or a contagion to stay away from and That makes the life and the world of a free-thinking man quite a lonely place to be. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. That was pretty deep. What was the name of that piece again?
Hard Truth, Some Free Thought.
Hard. Yeah, that was the hard truth, but it was the truth nonetheless. That part you said it was a deep-seated illusion. And what was the next thing you said after that?
It's a quaint, deep-seated illusion put forth for us to walk and live with the hopes that we learn just enough to work and conform.
Wow.
There's higher powers that don't want us to really know what we're capable of and who we truly are. They'd rather keep us as worker bees, you know, keep the power away from the common people.
Of course, they want to keep us blinded to what is actually true. But I'm saying,
but we are amazing.
When the rest of us, yeah, when we really, really wake up, see, I'm woke, so I know what's going on. I'm not angry. I got a solution, but I ain't angry. When we wake up, honey, that powerful energy that's going to pull together is going to knock them right out
right.
of their socks. Okay?
That's right.
Enough. Man, that was an awesome piece, Rebel. Thank you so much for coming through and that giving us that.
Thank
good
you,
night.
And thank you for waking up today.
Yeah. Oh, I've been woke, honey. My third eye been open. Trust me. All right, well, what I want you to do now is go ahead and float on and find some breathing room somewhere and just chill.
Oh, I'm floating, all right.
I know that's right. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was Rebel Jones with that great Hard Truth piece. Hard Truth. Let me call her. We got a wordsmith in the house, Mr. C Double 34 Music. How you doing? Welcome to Breathe Easy.
My goodness, you put the Q-tip of poetry behind DMX of poetry? Dang.
What?
But dang.
You know what?
That's
they,
my
they
brother.
Give you a good feeling. I love a good Q-tip in my ear, honey. Don't play with it.
Yeah, I know.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Double.
I'm doing well.
Awesome.
Listening to your sultry voice, I'm good.
Oh, thank you. That's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Yes, and I gotta say, I know I say it all the time, but I still gotta say, you know, I love what you do with the music and the pieces. The recordings that you have, man, it's awesome. And I get tickle pink when I hear myself.
Yes,
and I
exactly.
want to thank you for that. Yes.
Hey, anytime.
Well, I know you brought something delicious for me to listen to tonight, as well as the other listeners. So,
I'm hoping this is.
Oh, it always is. You're the wordsmith. Don't. You can't downplay yourself around me because you know I'm not gonna let it be. Okay.
Oh, so
whenever
be
you're
humble.
Ready, you can definitely be humble. Humility is right in sync with simplicity, and I love it. But I'm only gonna let it go. But so far, I have my voice. I have to voice my opinion about it. You know, and I like it. Now, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Hack, Cough, Spit. This innocuous knowledge that expands out my esophagus and drips from the spiritual apostle's lips brings no apologies, so I invite you to punctuate any apocalypse with apostrophes because my exclamation points come from common monopolies you'd be shocked to read. My autobiography that you feel the Bacardi be stinging your carotid arteries, so please drink responsibly. Now, this is not a sponsorship for the scholarship of my college teams. If I was Stephen Wright, my comedy voice would be monotonous. If I was Monty Python, you could see all my naughty bits. If I dated the Guinness World Records, slowly, and you will get what it is. And if I was a dead preacher turned screaming comedian, I'd be Sam Kinison. Oh, and if I starred in Two and a Half Men doing 20 gram rocks, am I still winning here? Just spitting off the dome from Nashville to Birmingham by now. At this point, you should all be learning that I love the rhyme words and have no time to be burning sands through the hourglass. In these days of our lives, my name is Clarence, with full clearance to kick your ass, just name your price. Now let me address the hackers attacking my inbox. I'm the president in this present tense, and the soundtrack is hip-hop. Asking me, haven't you heard, like my name's Patrice Rushen? But I got a mean, mean ride like Tom Sawyer. I reference Rush there. Put your seatbelts on, because you are my passengers, pushing grants by the government that I'm not asking for, so I can depend on this wicked system for a stimulus. Yah is my shepherd, where I shall not want, and it's him I trust. Get off my lawn, acting like you're my family. They've never done this before. So do you want a tragedy? Come at me, bro, and cash me outside. How about that? I deconstructed you in my trap and caught you laced like Cagney, you dirty rats and roaches trying to approach me with these cold calls. Since you don't know me by now, let me help you focus and lo-fi. I expose you as Matrix agents sent to erase me from Facebook, because I tell the truth. And don't play fair, as I treat you like a used tampon. Playtex. You are trash disposed out in the cold until you decompose. Now read the notes from our last meeting where it says, I left you upstairs bleeding and told you put two bandages on, acting like I was apathetic, deflecting what you said concerning your welfare. So go get your check, friend. Meanwhile, I'm going to keep on stepping on the devil's ass. Not flesh, principalities and Armageddon. And what formed against me shall prosper? No weapon. And this is my temple, my church, so sit down and let me teach you a lesson you'll never forget, you wench, you phlegm. I spit you out because your audience is lukewarm. I'm a new creation. That means everything I crap is newborn. So don't be getting comfortable by kicking off your boots. No, keep your shoes on. And I eradicate you like the virus you are and make you reside back to Wuhan in peace.
Yeah. Hold on. Clarence, with full clearance to kick your ass. Treat you like a used tampon, Playtex. I loved it. Yeah. Yo, okay, I don't want no smoke from you, none. Fuck. That piece was awesome, man. Oh man. Wow, I'm still stuck on Clarence with full clearance to kick your ass.
This is the days of our lives.
I love it. I know that's right. Oh man, thank you so much for that piece. Thank you for coming through and sharing it with me. Oh man, that was
awesome.
You're
very welcome.
All right, now go find you some breathing room and float on. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, that was C-34 with that awesome piece. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. I got a treat calling in next. Oh, man. Hey, Dana. Welcome to Breathe Easy. How you doing?
Hey, I get a chance to breathe easy. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm awesome. I'm breathing easy. I'm chilling. This is a treat. Yes. Wow, this is a treat. Every time I see your number and I hear your voice, I just get excited. I just am overcome with I don't know what it is. but I'm happy. definitely. Now, before I get into listening to your piece, can you tell everybody what you got going on over there at the Get Down?
Hell no. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You have to love, please. What if I beg you, please?
No begging. I will tell.
No begging. Okay.
This is dedicated to everyone within the sound of my voice, whether you're listening on online or if you're online, waiting your turn to get in. Thursday night, the Get Down between Van Meadows, J. Rob the Wise Son, Poetic, John Robinson is going to be turned up Thursday because we're doing things for Women's History Month. And we may not have a show next week, but the week after, you don't want to miss it because we got to make up for it like we did for Black History Month. So I advise you all, please do me a favor. Tune into the Get Down. It's going to be fire.
I know that's right. And it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking from experience. That is like my favorite show to listen to call into, and to participate in. Man, let me tell you something about these two men, okay? They have a camaraderie that is just unparalleled. It is so awesome, and the friendship is so tight. It's so much love on there. Everybody is anxious to call in all the time. So y'all make sure y'all call in on Thursday night, okay, to the Get Down.
Yes, please.
Get Down. With the Get Down. You won't regret it. I promise you that. Man,
yes,
I love that show. I'm trying to tell you. You ain't got the big shoot. Trust me. They going to call in. Y'all have no problem.
I'm old school.
Area.
I ain't too proud to beg.
I know that's right. Oh, man, thank you for that, J-Rob. How you doing, love? I really don't want to let you go yet. You know, I don't even want you to get to your piece, because after you get to your piece, I got to let you go. But I ain't going to be too
I'm pretty good. How you making out?
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. I'm just awesome.
Well, shit, you're awesome,
black.
And the rest of the world just holding on to make sure they don't let go of the rope that consists of Earth.
There you go. There you go. It's all right though, cause I'm spreading light and sending out good vibrations, good energy. So they're gonna be all right.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I know you brought something delicious. All your pieces are delicious, and you have to excuse my my candor and my forwardness, but I can't help myself when it comes down to you. You're like one of my favorite poets of all time. Okay.
And I truly appreciate that. That is ever so humbling. Thank you.
That's what's up.
I got something I think you might like.
All right, then. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Excellent. This piece is entitled You. Let me dance and romance your sweet ass into a wet dream. And then let's surf along 250 billion stars that make up the Milky Way any day that you choose, as long as you bless me with your smile. Humming Yoruba spirituals as this thing sings the songs that hearts play, that reminiscent of Egyptian romantic interludes with Arabic deserts. Like finding love letters written by sun gods to Ya Atsatwe, describing how two souls rule empires while dancing along beams of light. You complete woman, flaws and all. You are her. When you're home alone, allow me to mentally interject you with something deeper than anything erect, with silent fever-pitched harmony that resembles the slow rhythmic heartbeats that you hear in my chest when you hold me so gently, that skates along polyrhythms of slow djembe drums at beats that are reminiscent of us when I saw a lot of the things in my peripheral vision, but all the things that I saw was pieces of a dream. Staring at
that part of you that caught my attention and captured my imagination from time immemorial, because I finally found what the color of love looks like. In the language of infinity, that sounds like harps being played by angels that swaddled violins, and it all sounds like your voice. And that's their piece.
Hold up. How you gonna come in here and just make me swoon like that? Jesus. You robbed 250 billion stars. Y'all stopped away. Angels, Lord have mercy. Did you say angels that swallow violins? Is that what you said?
That's the color of love in the language of infinity. That sounds like harps being played by angels that swallow violins, as it all sounds like your voice.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I'm glad I'm not sitting on the edge of the bed, because I'd have fell on the floor. Lord, that was so beautiful. I'm serious. That was so beautiful. I lose my balance when I hear such a beautiful piece. Oh my God. Oh,
thank
Lord
you.
Have mercy. Let me get a hold of myself. I got to gather myself. Whew. Okay, all right, I'm halfway there. That piece was so beautiful. God, it tickles me. Oh, my God, thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, God, I got to hear you do that again. So I'll be in your inbox later. You know I'm a little pest, but hey.
Anything for you, love, anything for you.
Oh, Thank you. All right. Whew. I want you to just continue to breathe easy and go on, relax, and find some breathing space and breathing room. All right. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you, love.
One love, one mic.
One mic and one love.
Wow. Whew. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was J-Rob, the wise son. I mean, rightfully earned. That piece was everything. Oh, man, I'm such a fan. Now, I'm going to open up this next mic. But before I do, I'm gonna just give some quick station identification. This is Breathe Easy, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average? Then you can be raw. The dial-in number for those of you streaming online is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 to be heard and participate. I'd love you too. Before I go even further, I must give a special shout out and a thanks to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. Now let me open up this next microphone and see who I have on here. Area code 807, welcome to Breathe Easy. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, hello, this is Robbie's Multimedia Poetry is what I go by, although I used to go by a different name on BTR. I used to call in on BTR like practically every night. I was on Epiphany Castro's show. I'm on the Speakeasy. I used to be everywhere, eh? So this definitely isn't new for me. It's just not a show I don't think I've called into this show before. Maybe I have a long time ago. I'm not too sure.
Okay, well, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you
for calling in. Do you have a piece for us tonight? This is open mic.
Yes. I wrote this last night, Venus at the Crossroads, but I just polished this off with some extra touches maybe like half an hour ago, and it's influenced by a French poet, one of my favorites, Charles Baudelaire. And so I want to use some music with this. It's not my music. It's on an album called Conception, and it's the track is called Being Peace by Daniel Leahy. But what I want to check is, do you hear it okay? Do you hear music okay in the background now? Is it at a good level, or?
That's fine. It's just fine.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I think I might have to turn it down, actually, a little bit. Let me just, because it's going to overwhelm me here. Okay, maybe it's cool. Okay, so start the music.
Whenever you're ready.
Walking down.
The mic is yours.
Yeah. Walking down the crossroads, I feel her presence, the statuesque form of my mystery, beckoning me forth to my mysterious destiny. I stop at the crossroads, her stony visage casting its gaze upon me, and I can feel her presence drawing me in as I gaze upon her frozen expression, life flowing underneath, speaking something of I know not what. I pull myself close to her as breath warms a now heaving marble chest. I draw my fingers close to her lips to seek the life, the warmth contained beneath, her presence pulling me even closer to her warming frame. She has grown lively to me now, all marble cast aside as love dissolves her statuesque form. She comes to life. I feel myself enveloped in her warm embrace as all former trials and tribulations are given to chase. She was waiting for me all this time, waiting at the crossroads of my life, calling to my destiny within her warm embrace. I grew cold to love, but her warmth is what helped me to transform from marble to flesh, for she has filled the void, my Venus of the crossroads. As I touch her eyelids, her forehead touches mine. I always knew that I would find her. I just had to open up to the love divine, to the Venus of my crossroads, embracing me in love sublime. And I'll just fade the music there a bit. Music mixing is with my poetry is something I've become a pro at, so I know how to mix it and do all that stuff. So that's something I wrote.
And what is your name again?
I go by Robbie's Multimedia Poetry now. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that piece was beautiful. I got stuck at the part where you said, love dissolves her statuesque form. That's beautiful. That is such a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am not the regular host for this show, but you can call into the Epiphany any night of the week and get a show at 9 p.m. Okay, seriously, we have a show for every night of the week from Monday through Sunday. Okay.
Okay. I am
the Perla Negra, and we would love to hear more from you. That piece was phenomenal. It was absolutely, it was just captivating. I loved it so much. Wow. Thank you so much for calling.
I've had a lot of
in.
Practice. I've been writing since my 20s and for 20 years now, which makes me feel a little old. It's like, oh, I realize I'm 40 years old now. But I've written since my early university days, and I've spit on BTR quite a bit. So I've had lots and lots and lots of practice. And I've done even co-hosting some poetry events at the in town. So I'm hoping to get back to that once all this madness ends and we can have live events again, and hopefully someone will have some live open mics that I can go to.
Yeah, I think we're all waiting for that. And this being limited to limited and restricted is just, it sucks. So, yeah, we're right there with you, honey.
Yeah.
Trust me. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad we have the internet to keep us occupied. Because, you know, imagine if we didn't have, like, these poetry shows and all that, we'd just be like, ugh. I don't even want to think of that.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyways, thanks for having me on.
We have this. Thank you. And like I said, don't be a stranger. You make sure you call in more often. You are welcome, definitely. And bring some more of that lovely, exquisite poetry to us. All right, you know.
Thank
one
you.
Love, one mic. Wow. That was pretty awesome, people. Oh, man. Now, before I open up this next mic, I'm going to play a little song real quick because I have to.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust, tell me you're on my side. Are you down for the ride? It's not easy with someone to catch my eye. But I've been waiting for you for my whole damn life, my whole lifetime. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see your focus, yeah, you're so independent. It's hard for me to open up, I'll admit it. You got some shit to say and I'm here to listen. So baby, tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies.
I've been so wish to your mystery. Is it because of a history? Are you into me? When it feels so good, back and back for you. Can't say I don't want it, cause I know I do. Come on over, I need your company. Craving a synergy. Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't with it. I see you look at me, you're so independent. It's hard for me to open up, but I'm in it. You got some shit to say, and I'm in it, listen, so baby.
Tell me where your love lies. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where your love lies. Overnight, tell me how you down. If you're down, don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down.
Gentlemen, I am back, and we're going to open up this next mic to Mama Oladeji.
Hello.
Hello, Mama O. Welcome to Breathe.
Oh,
easy.
Baby, I'm so worn out and tired. I was so happy to hear Robbie, baby. He said he was Robbie Multimedia.
Multimedia.
Robbie, baby. Yeah.
Yes, really sounded good.
Just glad that you were faithful to the program, and just so proud of you just taking up the challenge of being here. And I could tell sometimes you'd be worn out, and you don't, but you're still there. So, hey, I got to give you kudos for that.
Thank you. That was an exquisite piece. I don't believe I've ever heard of him before, but I hope he does call in more often. I would love to hear more.
Well, yeah, he's
more piece of traffic.
One of the older poets from, you know, that I'm familiar with from back in the day. We're friends, and I haven't heard him in a while, but yeah, he's a very good poet. And Rob, our Rob, is doing wonderful too. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, that was a beautiful piece. Yeah.
Oh,
but anyway,
wasn't it? Talk about swooning. I was clutching my invisible pearls. Oh, Lord, that was good. Yes. Yes.
So this is stimulus check time, so I've been out trying to get paid. And,
okay.
I'm kind of I was out there in this contaminated planet. So
I'm gonna
read the piece called Contaminated Planet.
All right.
And,
well, the mic is yours.
And I wrote this at the beginning of the coronavirus when they was telling us we had to do all this stuff. Wait 14 days before we touched anything when we brought it in the house, and we had to do all this different stuff and take all these rituals to try to keep from catching it. And so the name of this piece is called Contaminated Planted. Planet, rather. Coronavirus, well, it's all like that. Well, hell, 14 days in 14 days, never through. Don't touch nothing or anything. The cycle never done. Oops, spray your shoes. Leave them outdoors in the sun. Uh-huh. Those Muslims were right. Ladies, cover your faces. Men and women, pray 5 times a day and eat healthy. Wash your hands very often, or end up in a coffin. If it's all like that, well, hell, the virus clings to metal and is waiting to kill us. Spray and throw away. Clean the crime scene. Spray, throw away, again and again. Who is that dry coughing in the midst? Who is the sneezer on the scene? It's just a matter of time that no one's left but the bereft. A matter of how much time is left on this contaminated planet. Oops. Is evil winning? Oh, hell done broke loose, colloquially speaking. Y'all sat there and allowed evil to win. There's a fungus among us, and it's not the virus. Fear of being without facilities makes for a hoarding humanity. Coronavirus, well, it's really all like that. The media makes people scared and dizzy, full of fear, on a sanitizing frenzy. Well, hell, we're all doomed to be consumed 14 days and 14 days and don't touch nothing or anything. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those Muslims were right. Ladies, cover your faces. Men and women, pray 5 times a day. Eat healthily. Wash your hands very often. Plenty lives gone, children still in cages, trillions spent on war and walls. Oops, is evil winning? Karma is a retribution for a morally decaying system. We now allow health insurance to be skimpy. Rapists sit on supreme benches. Evil sits in offices on royal seats. Soldiers and healthcare workers are in the trenches. Christians of shame helped to cripple the lame as they made America wicked again. Cover your face. Pray 5 times a day. Eat healthily. Wash your hands as often as you can. It's just a matter of time that there'll be no one left but the bereft. Oops. Is evil winning? All hell then broke loose. We see the Antichrist at large. The righteous took no charge. 14 days and 14 days. jackasses have accesses to our common senses and intellect. We see the Antichrist at large, but the righteous is taking no charge. Earthlings, you did nada. You watched it spread from China to Canada. You thought it was only going to attack the black man. Oops. Is evil really winning? They come out to play to change America's DNA with those silly hats, mockingly hats saying, take America back from the grassroots as to make America greatly wicked again. There's a fungus among us, and it's not a virus. Their plan A is to make a virus cocktail and kill off young seniors entitled no longer to a life of longevity. We now get brevity as to pay forward our Social Security. I'm spent. Put it back into the pockets of the government. And it's just a matter of time left on this contaminated planet as we see the Antichrist at large. And to the righteous who took no charge, the end is here. Too little, too late. Hello, concocted coronavirus. And goodbye, life as we knew it. In peace.
Wow. Okay, you know what? You put all the truth up in that piece. All of it going on. You hit on it. And I love pieces like that, conscious pieces that throw the truth out there. Because, you know, the devil hates the truth told. He really does. But it needs to be heard. It needs to be said so people are awakened and they know what's going on. A lot of people are too comfortable living in their little bubble of denial, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really appreciate that. I really do. That was an awesome piece, Mama. Oh, thank you so much for bringing that to me. And thank you for calling in. Yeah, it means a lot.
Thank you so much for being here and being faithful to the game. One love, one mic. Thank you.
Okay. One love, one mic. Wow. All right, I'm going to open up this next microphone, see what we have on the mic. Area code 323, welcome to Breathe Easy. Who do we have on the mic?
Lo Prola Negra, hola, buenas noches. ¿Qué tal, cómo estás?
Hola, bien, y tú, buenas noches.
Buenas noches, hey.
Sincere?
I'm excellent.
That's awesome. That is awesome. You know what, I want to say something to you. I was scrolling through my timeline, okay, and I noticed that you are around a lot of stars, a lot of famous people. You got Dick Gregory, you had Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
I mean, just a lot of different stars. Wow, that's pretty awesome. I forgot that you worked over there. And that's pretty cool.
You know, it was Dick Gregory was my man, and I was very fortunate and blessed that he befriended me. And the days I was working in Hollywood security, he would always stop by, and he said, "Something about you, young man, I want to talk to." So if you see that one picture in either a beige or tan suit, I just put my head down because we talked for, I forgot all that work. We talked for 2 hours.
That's
and
awesome.
I was just, I just soaked in every word he said to me. I didn't even want to ask him questions. And I was just shocked that he would stop the icon, civil rights, the things he went through. And I was just honored. And then it just became a friendship. We just started talking every day. I forget that I'm at work. I'm talking to him every day.
That's a beautiful thing. Anytime, you know, it doesn't matter what your status is. Anytime you can become true friends with someone, that's a beautiful thing. It's really a beautiful thing.
Oh,
you know, I really don't care who the person is. If you can really, truly have that friendship between you that's genuine, that's a beautiful thing. It's love. and it's an awesome thing. You know, we should be able to be friends with everyone, you know. But
absolutely.
Down
absolutely.
Here in this realm, honey, there's too much crap going on. But I appreciate
yeah.
you calling in. You know,
oh,
me. I'm not going to get into the conspiracy theory things because that's what my kids call me, conspiracy theory. When I
you, you know what?
Like that.
Hold on. I got a piece for what that word, what you just mentioned. I have a piece that I wrote. What you just
uh-huh.
said, I have a piece for that. It's
okay.
Let's talk the reality of what it is we're entitled to.
Okay. All right. Is that the piece you're going to do now?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the mic is yours.
Let's talk to reality of what it is we're entitled to. Our vote do count. Thanks, Orange 45, for pulling their red coats of arms in each state. Step by step, late night hours of owls hoot. Death, marriage, heterosexual, taxes, refunds, housing, medicine, education, and byproducts produced to survive agriculture. Tell me again. Why we fight to eat out or go put to any venue outside of our own price zone. We all can't dine to eat a $100 place without driving a Nissan. Equality, non-chaser, justice that's equal for all whom they protect and keynote. Serve we the people of these here united composite America by which she stands, one nation under seas to and from the places we roam. God unite us by creed of code to love thyself first and then thy neighbor of which life begot by our parents through generations before them. What I am going to take with a grin is a grim reaper cries. What I won't stand for, impurity of hearts of two or three that beats red from A, B, B, or zero, or O negative, or any type of other plasma needs to keep you alive from the Red Cross. What shall we do? Question at the helm, foretold under oath. We pledge to love the countries and Bobs who are racist, although they merit their bed much for keepsake. I am not a racist when you utter I have black or brown friends. Cut the cheese and square pegs and let Bob recite God bless Alger in America undertone. Let's talk through reality of what it is we're entitled to, or two, or even two sentences under the skirt by which each debitor breaches by standing towards the rear of each law by using to undermine the devil's eyes. Entitled to, or is they are unwilling to write the bylaws to include the Negroes who are to black to be a cracker's snitch. Example, the leader of the Proud Boys. Yeah, it bees a brother who works for the land. We have bled for underscore color in which she treats me unequal. Be it, I stand with truth, as my lawyer says. Let's talk to reality. What is it we're fighting forward to ply brick color schemes? Oh, my love, offering hate to ride and die for injustice since my place amongst the seven sins comprised Congress degrees. Let's talk to reality of what it is we're entitled to. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
I know that's right. I know that's right. You know, the part that stuck out for me is the simplest part. I'm not a racist. You see, you got... what were the words you said after that?
I'm not a racist. Keynotes. Serve we the people of these here United Composite America by which she stands. One nation under siege, to and from the places we roam.
Okay. That piece was pretty awesome. And yeah.
I appreciate
more
that.
Truth.
Thank you.
It's more truth. And you know, y'all know I love them pieces with their truth in it because it wakes people up. You know.
Yes, it
man,
does. Yes, it does.
Thank you so much for calling in and spitting that awesome piece for us. And you know.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for what doing what you're doing, and I'm glad you're on here. So it's a pleasure to be here, support you. So one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Another hour.
Real Network. Your Poetry Outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Fragmented pieces of my heart. I've had my heart tested and broken so many times, it's a wonder that it even exists, or I haven't gone completely numb to the world, or a black hole hasn't formed in its place. But it still beats. It beats for love. It beats with love. It beats because of love. This is why I say it has got to be the strongest muscle. While my heart has never taken an actual physical beating, it has endured countless strikes from anger and bitterness and isolation and lies and loss. Anger, unprovoked angry energy, just because their controlling ways no longer controlled me. Bitterness. Bitter words spewed at me like venom from the cobra, just because they fed off the energy of my resulting break down. Isolation. Isolated and left alone because of their selfishness, greed, and prideful arrogance, lies, just lies, abandoned just because they sought a closer view of the grass's greenness on the other side. Worst of all, loss, left to deal with the loss of your loved ones who were with you, supported you, and lifted you throughout your journey that got called home, or that devastating loss of the feeling of two precious lives growing inside you after their little hearts stopped beating. I still stand and grateful through all I've endured, and my heart remains as open as the ocean and as pure as the salt of the earth. I haven't a clue of how much more I can take, but what I do know is there is love. There is room. There's always room for love. Thank you.
You say I'm tripping, bullshit. You're the one to make me do shit. You're the one to make me feel it. The feeling of stupid. I was in your corner when you were putting me through shit. Now you wanna leave, no, you leaving me was foolish. You left me this scar on my heart, and I left you a brand new car. How nice of you, the price of true love. True love is absolute. So what more can I say? You make me this way. What more can I say? You make me this way.
Yeah. All of these excuses. Say I'm the one that made you ruthless. Well, you're the reason I'm crazy. And with you I feel useless. I let you have it. You took me for granted. Always wanna play the victim when they don't know the truth is you left me this far on my heart. When I'd never take it that far. Why would you say that it was true love? If true love is absolute, what more can I say?
What more can I say?
You make me this way.
Up my diva's mic one more time. I think she has another piece of deliciousness to get for us. Diva, diva, diva.
Yes, diva.
Yes. I know Birdie whispered in my ear, you got another piece of deliciousness for us to listen to.
Well, I'm going to try. You ready, diva?
The mic is yours.
This piece is called A Love for All Seasons. I could love you for all seasons. Your words rain down like spring that make my heart blossom, then take my hand to calm me, to take me to places that lead me to your soft lips on my forehead, to take away the past pains, the gifts of sweet sonnets stimulate my soul, and the pleasure I feel is indescribable. The summer comes in heat waves, a new love from an early age, yet no one ever spoke of the tribulations love could bring. As the fall comes, change made my world a whirlwind. Knowing you'd still be there, I was content. Your eyes wide open, my beacon in my sometimes dark world. The world could be so cold like winter, but I know you'll still be there. The light of your smile,
heart beats in sync are my gifts. You said the answer is me, but my love and my reality, the answer is you, always you. And that's that piece.
You know, you got a way of talking to these people, these men in your pieces that is like, how can they even resist you? Really? How can they just stay away? Because I'm like, wow. You know, and they're such beautiful pieces. And the way that you spit them, your cadence, your flow, it's so smooth. Girl.
You know what? I got to give credit where credit is due. You know how, like, we always say, hey, push my pen? So
yes.
This was inspired by Mojave. So he pushed my pen for me, and I just, you know, when I do pieces like this, because I don't normally do pieces like this, but when I do, all I have to do is think that I'm a woman in love, and then the words come, and boy, do they come.
Wow. Yeah. And I kind of figured you was going to say Mojave. Because he does push your pen, and I know he's, like, up there. You're, like, your favorite poet.
Yes,
he is. We definitely appreciate him, for sure. Right, Diva, thank you so much for coming back in.
You're welcome, my Diva.
I truly, truly appreciate that. I'll go back over here and play a little bit more music for y'all. Hopefully y'all like my selection.
All right,
baby. One love.
All right, one love.
Tonight
one naked mind. Could you let me address your mind and access your universe to escape? Could you let go of anger from fear of being afraid? Would you release to me you? Close your eyes and awaken unto consciousness. Relax, release, and experience the mind ascension of my conceptualization. Let me cover you in my thoughts so you can feel the shifting of the lifting as I take you beyond the boundaries of your mind and enter the real, where you will find complete peace and absolute ecstasy, because this is what I long for, the soul tie, tied to my soul contract, complete vulnerability and nakedness of oneness, my lovemaking. My love is like still waters and music. It's deep and spiritual. My words are like water to a dehydrated soul. With every syllable, they splash life on parts that died long ago.
Baby, I'm close. Baby, I'm close to me. Don't create borders. Take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult. Baby girl, who hurt you? Don't be miserable. Baby, let me love you. Baby, don't close.
Baby, come close to me. Don't create borders. Take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult. Baby girl, who hurt you? Don't be miserable. Baby, let me love you.
I'm tryna find my God, he's here. I pray to God we all be here. I just been on my Hollywood. I just been on a Nollywood. I got a place in Hollywood, farther than where we thought we would. Totally be a millionaire. I'm about to make my promise good. I'm getting closer to the dream, girl, I'm trying. Damn, don't it feel like a fire? Top off hands in the sky. Champagne paint for the fire. Damn it, it ain't even Friday. Daddy got a Porsche on the highway. Top off hands in the sky. Pray don't nobody follow.
Baby, come close to me. Don't create borders. Take me in comfortably. Don't be difficult. Baby girl, who hurt you? Don't be miserable. Baby, let me love you.
Baby, don't close to me. Baby, come close to me. Don't create borders.
Baby, come close to me. Don't create borders.
ladies and gentlemen. If you are streaming online, it is approximately 23 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. If you would like to call in, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. This is Epiphany Radio. You are listening to, and you are on Breathe Easy. Yeah. I think I'm going to do another piece for you guys because I seem to have run out of callers that want to actually put their hands up. Now, I see you listening. I see you listening. But you just don't want to participate. And that's all right because I'll keep you entertained anyway. This piece is called Stimulation by Word Asphyxiation. I've dined at a table of dumbed down and simple-minded foolishness, all the while watching from across the room as others feasted on that preciously stimulating, nutritious matter that feeds the mind. I, partaking of the feast that continuously weakened my cerebral and frayed my heartstrings, instead of removing myself and setting out to gorging myself to contentment with the intellectual light, the scent of the level of open-mindedness was intoxicating, and I just want to indulge, just overeat into decadence. I long to just sip secretions of the verbs and nouns and proverbs of the verbatim swagger. That was like a beautifully composed symphony to my loins. Total enlightenment. Only then had I realized how malnourished I was. So I left. And we met at the edge of my mind where surrendering was easy. As he fed me his words, I fell in love. His words awakened and bring life to what's dormant. No, his words breathe life and quench the dehydrated, like a beautiful accident. It's captured the sapiosexual in me, and all I do is crave more. He's got my spirituality and love and jewel freely. It's good here. And I ain't going nowhere. I just want to taste him and let him drown between my thighs. Because his signature was ironclad there lifetimes ago. There are no boundaries I won't allow him to cross.
Since the day that I was born, I've been looking out for love, but never really quite found the one. They say practice makes perfect. I know I deserve it. Sometimes you should do it for fun. Baby, when the clock goes, I can't wait. Promise this time won't go to waste. For all we put up now, I won't let your love down. I know we're not so far away. Hey, hey. Why you always take so long to call me? No, I gotta wake up in the morning. You know every second adds up to a minute. Need 10,000 hours. We can be so in love. Don't stop. I'm counting them up. Run the clock. I be counting them up. I've been high and I've been low, but then
clap go round. Let the clap go round. Why you always take so long to call me? No, I gotta wake up in the morning. You know every second as I'm going in it. Need 10,000 hours. We can be so in love. Don't stop, I'm counting them up.
Let's just have fun and make this one to remember.
Wow. All right, I see I got a couple callers coming in right now. Let me open up this next mic. Area code 510, welcome to Breathe Easy. Who do we have on the mic?
Yeah, man, you have Edward Verse. Otherwise, don't
hello.
Hello. How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I'm breathing easy. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm just sitting back here listening to the show. We thought we'd come back on here and do a little piece for everyone.
I would love for you to do a piece for us. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah, man, cool. This here is a love poem we wrote last week. And as always, the poem, me love poems, is for all the beautiful women out there. So, here we go, so. Spiritually, we tasted rainbows, witnessed lavender emerald skies. We see the promise of a Negro heaven, the promise of a beautiful life. We're free when we're upon this island. We're spiritually safe and very secure. We share a love that'll last forever, a love that's sweet and honey pure. Spiritually, me see your sunshine, me love, the shy smile upon your sweet face, your dreadlocks that kiss your backside, your proud feminine grace. We're winding to the music. We're slow dancing to calypso, tongue kissing under candlelight. We're slowly tasting each other's flow. Jaja knows me, I love you, me love. And I know how much you love I, love me. The world will be our oyster, me love. Our love will be our Negro peace. Spiritually, we tongue kiss slowly, waiting for love's oral sunshine. We're physically sharing orgasms, sharing kisses of Grenadian wine. Spiritually, we inhaled the jasmine. We felt the warmth of the rising sun. We tasted the sweetness of honey, tasted the sugar of your sweet rum. We spiritually, we see rainbows, the exquisite mysteries of the night. We inhaled the beauty of the candles and enjoyed the pleasures of love's 69. Amen. In peace.
Wow. You know what? Spirituality is everything. That was a beautiful piece. And everything goes back to our spirits connecting. Oh, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. That's what I think we missed upon that. When I write me poetry, anybody read me poetry and love poetry, you always turn it back to the essence and the foundation, which is the spirituality, which is missing today. You know what I'm saying? Because you just fall in love with the flesh and the sex, it never going to last. But if you have a spiritual connection, that shit will last forever, man. See? So that's what I combat it with. Love is a spiritual love, not just physical. So thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and you are absolutely right. Don't be a stranger now. Appreciate this. Thank you so much.
No doubt about it, sister.
All right. One love, one mic.
Yeah, man. Bless the sister. Look at my ear. Respect.
Right. Wow, that was beautiful piece. Thank you. Goodness. Let me open up this next mic. See who we have on here. Area code 214. Welcome to Breathe Easy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
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 Yes, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine. I'm waiting for you to tell us who we have on the mic.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, my goodness. The area code should have stood out first. Like, oh, I know who this is. Oh, I've got to say Wednesday night. God, no.
You know what?
My friend from Texas. Oh, yeah, all right. Oh, God, this is Perla Negra's show, so it's a different flow. So it's like, let me introduce myself.
This is actually not my show. I'm just standing in for the host, the actual host. Okay, you know my show is Wednesday night, Saturday night, and I co-host on Monday night.
It's her show, y'all. She running the whole thing tonight. And Murder, She Wrote, wherever you are, my dear, hope, pray, and all is well with you and your family during this time. Miss you. Let me introduce myself for those who don't know who I am. I am Ken D. Gabriel from Dallas, Texas. And, yes, I usually get talked about because there are folks that don't like Dallas Cowboys. Well, this is not football season, but that's usually the case. But when it comes to the poetry show, it's all love. When it comes to the poetry, it's all love.
Yes,
I know y'all
yes,
Eagles
fan
can't stand me. I know y'all don't
that's
like
right,
Cowboys.
And I'll
so
be
we're not going to have a fight over that, so. This is NCAA tournament time right now, so I'm so much enjoying the college kids playing ball. But I had to throw that in there. And how are you, my dear?
I'm good, Kendrick. How are you doing? I knew who you was. I just, you know, it's the way, you know, that I introduce my people that call in. I say, who do we have on the mic? And that's your cue to say, you know, who you are. That's all.
Yeah, right.
It's all love. I don't know what you're saying. I don't recognize the numbers or the voices when you call in. I mean, I've been doing this for a little bit now, so I'm kind of used to hearing y'all. You can change your voice up if you want to. Don't change your phone number.
Oh, if I do that, oh, I'll mess y'all up. Y'all be like, wait a minute, we have a 469 number? Oh, we have a 713 number?
That's all right. It's all right, though. It's all right. It's still, still welcome. I don't care what number you call under. It's okay.
Jesus. It's Friday night. Oh, my goodness. The weekend is here. For those who like to go out and party, for us other people, we like to sit back, relax, drink some wine or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I want to know, what did you bring for me to listen to tonight? Because I know you got something.
I should say I ain't bring nothing, just see what happens.
Oh, no.
Like
when I'm hosting, you know, I don't let you get away with that, okay? Because I will be in your inbox. Trust me. Okay? And you'd be like, oh, my Lord, I will never call in and not have peace for her again, ever again. Okay? When I get done with you, trust me.
I'll be the one player in history to get blocked. They'll say, what happened? Oh, he didn't bring a piece, so I blocked him. I'm like, what?
No, no, I ain't going to block you. I ain't going to block you. But I guarantee you, you'll think twice before you decide to come on without a piece again. Believe that.
Don't tip
me. Now, Lord, what did you bring for us to listen to? Because I know you brought something.
I got a little something.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Oh, my goodness.
The mic is yours.
All right, as soon as I stop laughing. Okay, here we go. I miss looking at your beautiful brown eyes. You give me plenty of reasons to dream. And I don't mean just great sex alone. I love the intimate conversation that we have after the sun goes down. You have a way with words that penetrate deep in a man, and I want to return the favor in a big way. Last time I remember, someone new was in your life, but the thought of us being together still echoes in the wind. If you just could escape from me one time, just to be by my side, let's just take a walk together. Let's dream again. Make love one last time, and let's make it last. To make you scream my name, and I'm calling yours. Orgasms constantly coming like tsunami waves. No need to warn me, because I know how you flow. What makes me miss you the most is how you make a man feel welcome in your presence. I'm your open book, and you can read my mind better than anyone else. I miss you more than just your beautiful body. I miss your presence, and I know that you miss me too. In peace.
That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. Had to go through all that, like pulling teeth to get that piece out of you all that time. But it's beautiful. It was worth the wait. It really was. Thank you so much for calling in, Kendrick. I got to let you go. I got other callers on the line left.
All right. Appreciate it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow, that was really, really nice. I'm opening up. Oh, wow. What a way to end the night. We got the best for last here. Girl Gwen C on the mic. How you doing? Welcome to Breathe Easy, baby.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm lovely. I'm awesome now. I got my girl on the mic here because I'm
oh,
just so looking forward to hearing something, anything
you.
From you. Is great. I don't care if you're saying the cow jumped over the moon. I just love to hear you.
That's
stick
funny.
Up.
I appreciate that. That's funny though. So let me press one because I'm over here just listening and soaking in all the poetry. Let me press one. I can't just absorb the poetry.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you got the shit now. You know, you got to break us off something too. And like you know, from you know, kids sitting in the corner, you got to give us something. You know.
That's right. I have
got all your things.
It's called Art of a Powerful Question.
Okay.
And I feel like you would like this piece, so that's the only reason I'm doing it, because, you know, it's, and I'm going to give you a heads up. It's not political. Yay. Finally. I've been saying that a lot because I have to force myself not to do political.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. What is will? What is power? It's been said the ability to construct powerful questions is art. And I know he has all the will. And I know I have no willpower. I'm not sure what the art of a powerful question feels like, but I believe it might be like the energy moving through me when he asks, so we gonna be good or we gonna be bad? Because the art is in the unknown answers. The yet to be, the possibilities, the sensation traveling from head to toe while invisibly turning me inside out, meaning I'm open, like open, open, like my shit about to be open, but only for his business, ready for his lips to speak language that only I understand. I I love his dialect. Respect his come up. Stay ready for his tongue to paint imagery on my skin. Await his design of me, on me, as he knows my true colors. And he's always made me come to be the best version of me. Yeah, I may never be able to articulate what a powerful question is. Maybe I shall only feel the art behind the construction, the seduction in his syllables, the freestyle that this is, because although he makes me flow, thinking of him just made me lose my pace, made me forget I was in Danielle's space as I went to where he takes me. And when he takes me, I give every part of me. I lose my place in poem, in lines, in rhyme, because our type love is undefined. Like no constraints of time, it can be this life or next. Either way, we always got next. So, yeah, I may never be able to articulate what a powerful question is. Maybe I shall only feel the art behind the construction, the seduction in his syllables, but I know what an answer is. An answer is the kiss on the shoulder he so confidently and unexpectedly placed. My madness allows me to see him as a bad man, but great as my man. As we see things in our particular views, we are so edgy, like California homes hanging off hillsides. We are beautiful, but so risky, it's our way of life, worth living. Unpredictable. We sit so high knowing we may tumble. We are solid as fuck when we fuck. Even though the ground around us is shaky, we stay ready to rumble. I mean, I moan a little in response to his mumble. And when he whispers, my soul listens. They say there is art in powerful questions. So what are our choices? We walked away, but then we couldn't stand the test of time. The lack thereof. Our love, when we backed off our rhymes, wasn't worth the reasons. We left our ambition behind like treason. We lived and died in one season, but the seed was in. The seed was in, fucking deep rooted, and I stayed with nourishment. He was never thirsty since he desired and so tastefully devoured Vita Gwen C, making the only option growth increase. Whether he was tasting me or fucking me, he could count me in. If he was using fingers, he knew I preferred too. We bosses who don't like a minus. Our energy never negative, so we reconnected and came in peace. And that's the peace.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I'm so honored to be in your piece. Thank you. Oh, man. Wait a minute. Did you say we walked away but couldn't stand the test of time?
That's yes. We walked
that,
away, but
that
then we
line
couldn't
right
stand.
There.
Yeah. Thank you.
That line right there, that did it for me right there. That whole piece was awesome. But, man, oh, my God. Girl, you almost made me fall off the bed when you said my name.
He's so silly.
Oh, my God. Now you are, yeah, I'm super silly, but you are one of my favorite poets, for real. You are up there, man. I love to hear you spit anything, and I'm so honored that you included me in your piece. Man, this is the second time I heard me.
I know.
Piece.
I be shouting you out.
Oh,
like, she always lifts my energy up. So let me put her in here because she lifts my energy.
That's awesome. Oh, definitely. Oh, thank you so much, Gwen C, for coming through. And y'all make me feel so special tonight. Wow. You got anything?
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
I have a feature tomorrow with The Word is Right. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time. It is an open mic, so if anybody wants to come through and share a piece, they can do that. And then the feature is going to be around 8 o'clock. And it is virtually on Zoom and on Facebook.
All right. That's what's up. Definitely, y'all.
Thank you for
asking.
I appreciate that.
Yes, yes, of course. This is an awesome way to end the night, man. And, man, one of my favorites. Lord, 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 Lord. All right, Mama, thank you. Don't be a stranger. And I'm really glad to be associated with you, man. I'm waiting for something else to come out on your YouTube channel. I'll be looking. I got my reminder. I'll be staying set.
I'm going to write something just for you, Danielle. I'm going to write something just for you, just so I can put it out there.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. All right, lady, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Have a good night. Peace, love, see the worst.
Peace, baby. Wow, this has been an awesome show, everybody. I want to thank all the poets for coming through and spitting them awesome pieces. I want to thank my listeners, even that were streaming it online, and people that just listening in, that called in. All of you guys are so awesome, just great, and I really, really appreciate the support. Murda, I missed you tonight, love. I wish you had were able to call in and spit a piece, but I understand life happens. It's all right, but anytime you need me, I'll be happy to do this spot for you. I just want to say thank you, and everybody, I want you guys to continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going inside with yourself, because that's your relationship with the love of the above. You know, he's a part of all of us. I want you to continue to love one another. But stay safe. Practice, you know, your social distancing. Wear your mask, not just to protect yourself, but to protect everybody else around you. Because this virus out here, this thing is ugly, and it is very real. Okay, and it's not something that I want anybody to have to go through or to deal with. And, you know, I love you guys. And you just stay safe. And with that, I'm going to say peace.